2020 made binge watching almost respectable, one of the ways to ease the realities of a turbulent year. But entertainment also reflected current events, the pandemic, the Black Lives Matter movement, a contentious election. NPR's pop culture expert Stephen Thompson and Aisha Harris break it down later today on All Things Considered. You can tune in by telling your smart speaker to play NPR or your member station by name. Barbacoa is an ancient method of cooking. Dig a hole, pour in hot coals, set the meat, smoke until tender. In South Texas, this is the traditional method to cook whole beef heads. One establishment in Brownsville is so esteemed for its savory barbacoa, it won a prestigious James Beard Award last year. NPR's John Burnett takes us to Vera's Backyard Barbecue.
The restaurant is a little yellow house about a mile from the twisting Rio Grande, where the Vera family has been preparing barbacoa for the last 65 years. It's only open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and you need to know how to order. So I asked Brownsville native and taco connoisseur, Leti Fernandez, to order for us.
Some corn tortillas and cilantro. And then, so 1 pound of cachete. Maybe, do you like the lengua? It's mixed up with the cachete, which I think is good.
The cachete is cheek meat, lengua, the tongue. Other parts, the palate, eyes, and sweetbreads are also on the menu. The meat is shredded to the consistency of pulled pork. You tuck it into a warm corn tortilla with onion, cilantro, and a spoonful of fresh salsa ranchera. This is ranch food. Simple, cheap, intensely flavorful. Made from the discarded parts of the animal.
And cilantro is yours.
Yes.
See?
Yes.
We walk from the dining room to the smokehouse out back. In the center is a brick-lined pit 7 feet long, filled with triangular, foil-wrapped cow heads.
This is where the magic happens.
The owner is 60-year-old Armando Vera. He's stout, wearing a hunting cap and a black COVID mask, the son of founders Alberto and Carmen Vera. They started selling barbacoa from the front of the house when they lived in the rear. But the tradition goes way back.
Barbacoa, actually, it's something that's done in the, it originated in the ranches in Mexico. You know, you dug a hole in the ground and the beef head, you put it in the ground. You cook it overnight, about 10 or 12 hours overnight.
Vera's is believed to be the last restaurant in Texas to cook barbacoa the old-fashioned way, in a pit. This subterranean style of cooking is how barbacoa became the root of the word barbecue. At Vera's, they have to burn mesquite wood down to charcoal. That alone takes 8 hours.
It's a lot of work. Prep is 3 or 4 days. My salsa, just getting the salsa going, it's about a day and a half.
Last winter, he received a call from Chicago. It was the James Beard Foundation informing him that Vera's Backyard Barbecue had been selected for an America's Classics Award. They were going to fly him to Chicago, all expenses paid, for the ceremony.
I didn't even know what it was. They called twice and I hung up on them twice. I don't know what it was.
The Beard Foundation had to get in touch with the Brownsville mayor, Trey Mendez, a Vera's regular, to convince Mando Vera.
And he thought it was just a scam phone call, so he stopped answering and didn't believe it was true. And I said, no, Mando, this is real. It's legit. It's a big deal. And you need to call him back.
Since all the publicity surrounding the award, now Vera's has customers visiting from all over Texas. Don Medrano has driven down from Houston to join us. He's a food author, historian, and filmmaker.
I love the cheeks, the beef cheeks that we had with the salsa ranchera. It was delicious.
His film about indigenous cooking, titled Truly Texas Mexican, will be released in March. He's got a cookbook out by the same name.
My dad used to make, with my mother, this barbacoa de pozo. Barbacoa de pozo is traditional. It's iconic to our culture, really the Mexican-American culture of South Texas and northeastern Mexico. So it takes me back.
You can find barbacoa on the menus of some serious Mexican restaurants, but the beef heads are cooked in big kettles on a stovetop, not underground. Medrano says the tradition is now being kept alive mostly by backyard cooks.
So long as there are people who are passionate about this, it will not end. People in Houston and in San Antonio actually dig holes in their backyard to this day and make this barbacoa de pozo.
Because that's the way their parents and grandparents and great-grandparents did it. John Burnett, NPR News, Brownsville.